Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be painted up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be painted up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, mind is like a deep mind that's full of gold. Better dig it out before the time will turn you old. Yeah. I ain't talking about the physical, I'm spiritual. If you follow with your calico, I'm Alamo. I'm standing here to make my stand until I go. Why you acting like a hater? Oh, I'm so intangible. Look it up. Vocab in your bloody manifold. Yeah, I've been making these records like I'm Barry Manilow. Ain't no telling when you fall on something, how the man will grow. Yeah. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out they mental catacombs. Yeah. I'm a sellout at the drone, rapping with a megaphone. Yeah. I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a throne. Vibrating in a mega zone with my metronome. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my home, I can't leave alone. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own, the mimic.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, April the 6th, of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as always, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got part two of the profound series that we started, the show that we started yesterday when we talked about how to create currency or cash, not money, and how to keep your currency or your cash. And today we want to focus on the three supernatural laws of wealth. We want to focus on giving you these keys to assist you with understanding you. And I'm using a different mic today. So if the sound drops or if there's any adjustment or change, please, somebody just text me, Sister Ellen J. Money or somebody that's tuning in for whatever reason, if there's any static or what have you, or if the sound becomes a little bit, I paid a lot of money for this really expensive mic, but it seems like a lot of times when I use it as a direct connection, and like I was talking about yesterday, I'm gonna have to start using it because of the notification that I got by AT&T that they was canceling my phone service due to overuse of a unlimited plan. which I'm still trying to figure out how can you use something that's unlimited too much. But that's another study for another time. But anyway, brothers and sisters, we want to talk about these three immutable laws, these three supernatural laws of wealth. When we talk about wealth, and that's the same thing as currency, and that's the same thing as cash, which is totally different from money, because as we talked about previously, so we won't go over that again, but, you know, money has to do with a contract between two people. It's a piece of paper, and it's an agreement between two people, but it doesn't have any value except for those two people, or three people, or however many people that's in that circulation. Currency, however, currency is jewels, J-O-U-L-E-S. And currency is jewels, J-E-W-S, and currency is controlled by Jews, J-E-W. So currency, cash, wealth, now that's a whole nother study. That's based upon universal spiritual law. And so we talked about one of the most profound universal spiritual laws that's violated by people, and that's the law of equivalent exchange, meaning that if you don't put something forth in energy value, you can't receive, or you shouldn't expect to receive something in use value. So to give, and it shall be given. So the first thing in order to prime the pump is you got to give before you can receive. So before you can receive something, you have to give something. And that's energy. And that's your attention. So wherever attention goes, energy flows. Let me say that again. Wherever attention goes, energy flows. And so now we need to break down these three keys for you to understand the depth of the spiritual laws of wealth. And the reason that most people don't have wealth, currency, and cash is because they're violating one of these three laws. Now, our text today I've talked about this many, many times, and I've said it many different ways, especially inside of my book, Diligence, the Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. And so it breaks down those three verses in Proverbs 10, Proverbs 12, Proverbs 14. Again, the hand of the diligent makes one rich. Rich. That's what the scripture says. The hand of the diligent makes one rich. And then it talks about slack, slothful, sluggard. We talked about that in part one. So now we want to talk about Proverbs 10, 22. So Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22 is a foundational verse or scripture to understanding the supernatural laws of wealth, because wealth is a feeling, contrary to popular belief. Let me say it again. It's that simple, and it's also that difficult. It's so simple that it baffles the mind. I think about all of the struggle and all the things that I went through, and all the classes and all the courses and all the books, especially a book like Think and Grow Rich, and man, Mind Power, John Avanzini, all of the different people, John Keogh, a lot of different books to assist me with trying to get out of this. Get past this poverty consciousness. So I had this Willie Lynch poverty mentality that most people have, especially if you're an African American, where you fight and you struggle, you try to take and you try to get, and that just, money is effortless. If you're doing any of those things, money, you are repelling money. Money is the result of a feeling. That feeling is magnetism that comes from clarity. So money is clarity. That clarity produces, again, chemistry. That chemistry produces currency. That currency produces cash. That's the process. That's the formula. Now, what do you do today? What do you do right now? Well, let's read the scripture, and then we're going to break this down. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. Let me say it again. The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and it addeth no sorrow. And so what I'm about to share with you, but just like part one, is really profound, especially if you are stuck like Chuck, if you reach a glass ceiling. I remember, I told you guys first year that I was doing this full time, I think I made 10 grand the whole year. And, and then ever since then, it's been tripling and doubling every year. And every year, I just, whatever ceiling I had last year, I already know I'm going to destroy that ceiling this year, because I feel it, because of what I feel. And everybody I talk to, they don't have that feeling. And I'm like I was talking about yesterday, man, it just really is disheartening, because it's difficult to share your share, meaning it's difficult to share that feeling. Because everybody's like, I don't feel that. And so since you don't feel that, you can't be that. So wealth is a feeling. Now, how do you get that feeling? That's the key. The key is, how do you get the feeling? Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22 tells you how to get the feeling. The blessings of the Lord. So you got to have the blessings of the Lord. Now, that word blessing in the original text is extremely, extremely important. You guys know I'm an etymologist. I love breaking down these terms and these definitions. And that word blessing, and let me put it up for you, and I don't know if you'll be able to hear it here, but I want to play this so that way you guys can hear this word.
Beracha.
Beracha. So beracha. If you don't have beracha, then you got to work for money. You got to go get money. If you have beracha, then you are money or cash or currency or chemistry or clarity. When you have beracha, so beracha means a gift. It means a present. It means a treaty of peace. It means praise from and of the forefather. It means prosperity from the forefather. It means source from the forefather. If you do not have beracha, you got to go work. You got to go get a job. You got to do the 9 to 5. You got to go con. You got to manipulate. You got to advertise. You got to have clever marketing campaigns. You got to have graphics. You got to have everything that's in this economy. You got to be a part of this economy. You got to be part of capitalism because you don't have cleronomics. You don't have the economics of heaven. You got the economies of earth. And so again, if you do not have beracha, then you must, by universal spiritual law. See, beracha is universal. Universal spiritual law. The number one key to wealth is a spiritual release. You got to do a spiritual dump. And so you have to unlearn everything that you learn. That's the number one key. Now, these are the three keys to supernatural wealth. Now, I'm not talking about worldly shizness. I'm not talking about what you learn when you go to Princeton or you go to some Ivy League school or non-Ivy League school or any school. I'm talking about that comes down from the forefather. That means it's not on this dimension. That means you got to have like my boy Elon Musk. You need to have a D-Wave computer. What we've been talking about doing the private shows, you got to activate, again, the oil in your spinal column so it can activate the crystal light matrix in the brain so that way you can illuminate the brain and you can connect with Baraha. You can connect with source. So the word means source connection. It means gift from source. It means a present. Notice it's not past tense. Notice it's not future tense. Notice it's present tense. Now faith is. So most people, man, 99%. Everybody I know, they do not have beracha. They don't have it. They don't have that feeling. What is the feeling? Now, let me be crystal clear. It's a treaty of peace. Beracha means treaty of peace. Beracha means a gift. Beracha means a present that's presented. Beracha means praise. It means prosperity. It means the source. So that means you are the cause. The word source means cause. You are the cause. See, right now, the cause of your quote-unquote money is your job. That you go to work. That causes you to get paid. If you don't go to work, that causes you not to get paid. So right now, I am the cause of my pay. I'm the cause. It's not no reverend, no doctor, no bishop required. I'm the cause because I understand beracha. I have a feeling of beracha. I have that feeling down in my bones. What is the feeling? A gift. I know what my gift is because I looked at the month. That little chart that I gave everybody, and in my month, it says total awareness. So my gift is total awareness. So I didn't read about it in the book. I got it from source. I know. I don't believe. I don't wish. I don't hope. I don't dream. I know. I have a mental release of everything that opposes total awareness. If a Negro walks up to me and says, "Doc, you dumb as a box of rock," I know that Negro is full of demons. Because I'm better off ha. I got a gift. And my gift is total awareness. Now, everybody on this call, you know your gift because I gave you the same chart. But the problem is you have not done a mental release. You have not done a spiritual mental release of all the shizness that the reverends, the doctors, and the bishops told you. So you went to the doctor, and the doctor says, "You got Lyme disease." And you said the doctor got on a coat, he got a degree, and he's a deity of sorcery. So therefore, obviously, he must be right. So therefore, you believe the doctor, And you go home, and guess what? It is done unto you as you believe. Now, you probably didn't have nothing until you went to that deity of sorcery, and that deity, he declared and he decreed, and you accepted what he declared and he decreed. But you didn't call those things that are not as though they were, because you didn't have clarity. So if you got better off, huh, then you know you have a treaty of peace. You signed a treaty with the forefather. You've denounced. You did a mental release. Now, let me, before we go on to step two of creating a current, so out of your belly flows rivers of living water, unlimited wealth, unlimited. This is the secret to unlimited wealth. You will never have a money problem after this. Never. Number one, a spiritual mental release. Because inside of every person, there is a basic desire to do well. It's just in us. We all have a basic understanding to just to be able to, especially if you're a man, because men, we get our worth and value from our ability to provide and to protect. So if you're a man, now remember what I tell women inside of my book, you know, what every woman should know about men. The first chapter in there is, why do men cheat? Now, as a retired professional cheater, I can speak on this one for days. Men cheat for one purpose and one purpose only. It's not because they see a woman with big chi-chis and a bigger badonkadonk than yours. Men cheat because they know in their heart they ain't the man. They know when they go home to their house, they cannot provide and they cannot protect. They feel like dirt. So they got to find another female that it has a lower vibration than you, because that female makes them feel. Wealth is a feeling. I don't give a flying who you talk to. Everything in life is based upon feelings. If I talk to you and you make me feel loved, valued, and respected, I'm going to call you back. But if I talk to you and you make me feel like an idiot, you make me feel dumb, you make me feel stupid, you make me feel less than a man. Now, I'm a black man in America. Where in the hell can a black man go in America and get that? So if a black man in America, I don't know about white people, I can't speak on that. But if you're a black man, now black women, are y'all listening? That's why your man's cheating. Because every time you go home, you like a freaking dripping, not you personally, but people, you know, like a dripping faucet. You're nagging and you're complaining. So that man going to go somewhere else where he freaking find some peace. When there's a woman that's going to appreciate him and see his worth and his value. That's why men cheat. Men cheat because when they come home, they feel like dirt because they can't provide and they can't protect. They want to. I ain't met a man yet that doesn't have that desire burning it, so he's born with that. He ain't got to go to no school to learn how to provide and protect. There's something deep down inside of every man that I've ever met on this freaking planet. They all have a desire to take care of their woman. But if they can't, they got to get that feeling from somewhere. And they're going to search. And then soon they find a woman that's happy with taking them to McDonald's and a Happy Meal. Bam, they're going to hook up. And you're going to be wondering, why did he date down instead of dating up? Why? Feelings. Because that woman make him feel like he's the man because she's happy with a Happy Meal and a Big Mac. And, you know, you got to probably, you know, put some cheese on it too. I'm just playing. But on a serious note, wealth is no different. So wealth, just as important, is a feeling. You don't feel wealthy. You can't. Health is a feeling. You don't feel healthy. Wisdom is a feeling. You don't feel wise. Relationships are a feeling. You don't feel you deserve to be loved. Again, I didn't read this in no book. This is real life shiznits. I didn't have no gift. I didn't come with nothing. I didn't bring nothing to the table. Now, again, I'm talking about way back in the day. And so I had to learn how to make myself feel loved, feel valued, and respected. I had to learn how to make myself feel like the man when I wasn't the man. I had to learn how to do what I call self-talk. So how did I start? I started by doing a mental release. So the Reverend Dr. Bishop said, if you don't tithe, you ain't worth shizness. So I did a mental dump. I said that's not for me. The Reverend Dr. Bishop says, if you don't do this, you don't do that. Everybody's always trying to make you feel guilty. Everybody's trying to make you feel bad. You know, even the government, man, if you don't do this, if you don't do that, if you ain't got, a 3-bedroom house with a white picket fence, you know, 2.5 kids, 2 cars, dog, you're not living the American dream. So therefore, you know, you are in poverty. And so everything is designed to make you feel bad. And everybody buys into it, that feeling of feeling bad. Now, that feeling, brothers and sisters, That's the tongue kissing the devil in the mouth. Number one, you got to do a mental dump. You got to do a mental release. You got to mentally release. And this is very, very important, because the mental release that you do is a total release of anything that makes you feel anything other than love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control, even if it's valid. So I had to do a mental release because I was, remember, back in the day, I was a bad guy. So as a retired bad guy, I had a lot of bad experiences. So in my brain, I could bring my ex-wife on here right now, and she would tell you how a worthless dog I am. And she would be correct. So I got two things. I can hang on to that, and, or as I've already done, I can ask, I was young, dumb, and stupid. I made mistakes. Certain things I shouldn't have done. You think she wants to hear that? I already told it to her. And it didn't work. So I got a dilemma, because again, there's people like my ex-wife who want to. Now they got, again, this is valid. I'm not talking about, that was things that I've done that you shouldn't, you should not do. And so obviously that causes pain, or that causes anger, that causes disappointment, because there was, things that you're supposed to do in a marriage that I didn't do. And so, again, this is valid. I'm not talking about stuff that, I did not do. Even with my kids, I did a lot of mistakes when raising my children. So if my children was to come on and say, hey, Dad, you was there physically, you was a great provider, but, you wasn't there for us mentally. And if they were to make that statement, which they have in the past, that's a true statement. So what do I do with that statement? J Money, what I do, man? Do I keep beating myself up because what I did freaking 20 years ago? Now, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, I used to do that. I used to beat myself up every day because of the mistakes that I made in the past. Not no more. That ship sailed. So me, I don't give a damn what somebody says about me. I don't care today. If I make a mistake today, I'm going to say, whoops, that was a mistake. I'm going to apologize to myself. I'm going to apologize to my forefather. I may not apologize to the individual, depending on how I'm feeling. After that, hey, it is far from me as the East is from the West. This is the number one key of why people are in Groundhog's Day, or why people cannot create a current. There's no energy. There's no fire. There's no spark. None of the keys, none of the things that we talked about yesterday that's designed to activate joules, J-O-U-L-E-S, and turn the joules into watts, and turn the watt into what? So you got to turn your watt, W-A-T-T, your wattage, that's watts with age. That's power, my brother. That's dunamis power. You got to turn the joules into watts. And that's energy. That's energy. That's currency. That currency is a energy. That's an I-N-N-E-R-G. Oh, yeah. Now that hunts right there. Because now you are a little G. That means that you look like, you walk like, you talk like, you sound like the forefather. So therefore, you all of a sudden, the entire universe says, hey, that's God speaking. We must respond. So the universe only responds to a made up mind that sounds, looks, acts, talks, breathes just like the forefather. So the universe only responds. God only recognizes God. Game recognizes game. So if you don't have the same frequency as God, the universe doesn't respond to you. So the earth just keeps recycling your light. The earth keeps recycling your life. And the earth keeps recycling your love. Energy, your I-N-N-E-R-G, is not activating your inner chi, your I-N-N-E-R-C-H-I. And your inner chi is not producing energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y. So this, the earth is an extraction matrix, and it extracts energy. So the number one supernatural law is to release, mental release, a spiritual release, drop everything. The Bible calls it repent. The word repent means to return to the top. R-E means to return. Pent means top. So repent means to elevate your thinking. So you can't elevate your thinking if you're carrying around this ball and chain that says, well, you know what, back in the day I did blankety blank blank blank. Yesterday I did blankety blank blank blank. Now you may have done it. Okay, that's good. It was wrong. Slap yourself on the wrist, whatever you do. Then once you do, okay, get yourself up, dust yourself off, get your gift. Remember, you signed a treaty of peace based upon the word. Now, there's another word that we got to break this word down to get to the root. Again, the blessings of the Lord. So now this word, I like this word because we had a, or we had, yeah, we had a president, and the president's name.
Barak.
The second Greek word, Hebrew word, I'm sorry, Barak, B-A-R-A-K, Barak, or Bara. Now, again, we're breaking down the English word blessing, because the blessings of the Lord makes one rich. It doesn't ask you if you want to be rich. It just walks upon you, slaps you upside the head, and the money jumps in your pocket, whether you want it or not. So you always have an unlimited, I keep saying money, but cash. You have unlimited currency. You have jewels. You work out three times a day. You know, you'll be doing four or five shows. You'll write 50 books. You'll have 2,000. And by the way, everybody should jump on my audio thing. All the audios that I did, I counted them up, man. I didn't even know how I did. Man, J Money, I got audio shows, bro. Seven audio series that I ain't even promoted. I had done the series, man, and I totally forgot about it. And I started going over all of the other stuff, over 200. Man, that's crazy. So I'm basically, now that alone is worth a good 20 grand. And so I'm selling it for my entire audio collection, every audio series that I've done since 2013 for $5,000, or, you know, five payments of $1,000. Again, it's totally separate from everything else I'm doing. This is just for people who, again, who hopefully want to get to a place where they are a facilitator. And again, that's something that's coming down the line, where I'm going to be able to connect with people and do what I'm doing in Dallas with the Life Management Center. And speaking of the Life Management Center, we actually decided, you know, start talking over with the kids and stuff, and instead of renting, we're just going to buy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, why pay somebody else's mortgage off? Even though you never technically own it, I have problems with mortgage and that kind of stuff. Do you know you can buy land, pay it off, but you never own it? Why you always have to pay property tax? That's just a way of the government keeping their hands in your pocket, so to speak. And so, but then I decided, you know what, bump this. Instead of, you know, paying $5,000 a month for somebody else's, I'm just going to buy my own. Or I'm going to just buy some land and build it. And so that's the route that we're taking with the Life Management Center in Dallas, Texas. So it may take a little longer, but at least I'll own it. I think that's something I can add to my portfolio. And then once that's going to be the first Life Management Center, and then we're going to just start popping them up all over the place. And so that's when I'm going to need facilitators, because all of my products, service, and information, I'm going to have an entire library. And then when I do start or restart the Eagles University, and I'm still wrestling between the name of Bethesda University and Eagles University, where I'll be using this and all my books and all my audios, along with all your books and all your audios, because the goal is for every client, for every person that goes through the Life Management System, who wants to, again, totally optional, where you can be a professor, you can be a facilitator at the Eagles University. Remember the word Eagles? That's the first organization I started 20 years ago. E-A-G-L-E-S-S, two S's. Eagerly Advancing Godly Living and Economics, Scripturally and Scientifically. That's what the forefather gave me 20 years ago. So the Eagles University, again, is going to be a place where I can display, number one, my library with all of my books and all of my audio shows, along with all of your books and your audio shows, and you're going to be the facilitator of your products and your services. I'm going to be the facilitator of my products and my services, and everything's online. The physical location is just for people who just want to come by. I like having a physical presence, so that way we can do, you know, seminars, and we can tape, and we can do things there. My son, again, this is a family affair for me. My oldest daughter, you know, she has DDA. She's there in Dallas, and so she's going to be over dance, choreography, and all the stuff. She also does graphics design. She's good with money. And then my oldest son, yeah, I know he does all the songs, all the music that you hear. So all of the audio, all of the stuff to set that up, and so he's going to be doing the music. My middle daughter, she's the seamstress. She's also a bakery. So she has Sew Ray. She has her own fashion line where she does, she makes sewing, and she's a great baker. I mean, she has all organic, no sugar, everything natural, a bakery. So she has a bakery boutique. Then my youngest son, Kendrick, he's graduating from UT Austin next month. He got a degree in film and television. So, you know, all behind the screen and in front of the screen. Front of the screen. He just came back from Amsterdam. Before that, he was in Spain. Now he's getting ready to fly out to, I think, somewhere in New York, where they're doing a film one of his films that he did. So, you know, he knows all the film stuff. Then my youngest daughter, Sheree, she's at Stephen F. Austin in Nacogdoches, and she's a freshman. She's studying acting, and she wants to be an actress. So we got all the bases covered. And so they'll all be there. And like I told them, you know, we're going to have everybody can have their own shop all in one building. And so that's what the life management system is about. It's about establishing life. And the same thing I'm doing for my family, you're going to be doing with yours. And so we all, again, iron sharpens iron. That's currency, because currency is the ability to create. And what do you create? You create your gift, which is a blessing from the Lord. It was a gift given to you. Now, this word Barak, now that you've got this gift, that word means to cause to kneel. It means to cause to be adored. It means to cause to be blessed, to cause to be praised, to cause to be saluted. And so this has to do with kneeling. Now, remember, the dark side of all of these words exists too. So number two, number one, you got to have a mental release. You got to totally dump everything that you've ever been taught that makes you feel anything other than wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationship. Number two, after you do the mental dump, you got to use your gift. You got to use your present currency. Now, this is tough because when I say use your gift, it's like if you get paid $100 and you got a $90 bill. You got to use that $100 to pay the $90 bill, because when you use your current gift, you make room for the new gift. You make room for new currency. In other words, you have to be able to have a feeling that says more is coming. You cannot have a scarcity mentality. You can't save your way to wealth. Now, I'm not against savings. I know a lot of people like saving, and I'm not against savings. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm simply saying is this. I never met a man or a woman who saved their way to wealth. I know a lot of people promote savings. You know, you make $100, you know, you save $10. Yes. But are you going to be wealthy? Well, brother, you know, when I'm 75, okay, yeah, good luck with that. I don't wait till I'm 75. Thank you very much. I want my blessing now. So this word Barak, it means that what you got, your gift from the first Hebrew word Baratha, that means gift that's present, that's from God, that makes people kneel, praise, salute. It's the ability. Now, this not only makes you kneel, meaning that you see your own worth and your own value. It makes you what is called the God King. So this word Barak means God King. It means to bless oneself, not nobody else. This has to do with your gift. See, your gift is given for you, and you share it with other people. Now, my gift is total awareness. So total awareness, that's what I do. What does that mean, though? That means I have the ability to see. So what I see, I share with other people, and you know what they say? They're like, huh? Brother, I don't see that, brother. I don't. How do you get that out of the scripture? So you're saying the word Christ means oil? Yeah, that's what I used to get. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See why? They're not a 33, and they probably wasn't born in September. So my gift, it ain't for them. Now, there are a few people who can see what I see. So my gift is for me to be blessed, for me to be adorned, for me to be praised, for me to be saluted. For it is a benefit. It is a euphorism. And I always mess this word up. Let me pull this one up. Now this is extremely important because this is where you get your feeling from. Well, this is where I get my feeling from. So whenever I get down, whenever you know the enemy says, like if says, you know, hey, Doc, I'm going to sign up for your program, man. And you know what? I'm going to sign up for the, you know, life management system, and I'm going to pay the $5,000. And then that day comes around and boom, they don't. And now most people, and I, when I was in the beginning, that first year when I made $10,000, this was me, man. I was calling, I was emailing. I was like, oh man, what do I do? You know, I need this client. Because if I can make sale, then blankety blank blank, I can do this, I can do that, I can do that. That was the first year. See, I was trying to get money. I didn't know that I was money being again cash and currency. So I had to make a shift. And the shift was, if someone doesn't pay me, I'm excited. Because of, remember what I said, the mental release means that you mentally let go of anything that doesn't make you feel love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. So I know that when someone says no, that means I'm about to grow. So that means if somebody says no to purchasing the life management system, that means somebody else is going to, two, three, four other people is going to say yes. So some will, some won't. So my goal, my job is to use my present gift to make room for new gifts. Now, this word is, let me pull up this correct pronunciation, euphronism, that's it, euphronism. So euphronism, it means the substitute for indirect or for mild. So this word, barak, means euphorism. It is a word that has to do with a, I'm going to use the word offensive, hurtful. A euphorism, it means to use, it means use of a favorable word in place of an inauspicious one. It means to speak with fair words or to use words of good omen. It means good speaking of fame. So youth means good, or E-U means good. And then from, P-H-E-M-E means speaking. So my brother, my sister, you should be excited. So it means to speak good of evil. That's basically what it means. So when you fail, you win. You got to speak good of bad things. So somebody walk up to you. This is why, you know, I love it. The other day, the wife was trying to get smart. So I was saying something to her. So she texts me back, Pizza Hut delivers. So y'all go, y'all know, you know, that's my line. When somebody sends me a negative comment on my YouTube channel or Facebook or whatever, I always say Domino's Pizza delivers. So I was saying something negative to the wife, and then the wife texts me back, Pizza Hut delivers. I say, look at her trying to use my own. I say, you got to get your own stuff. And it was funny because it did. It was so comical that it snapped me out of, I don't even much remember what I was upset about. But I was saying something, and so she let me just ramble and ramble. And then all of a sudden, instead of engaging in the argument with me and firing back, and we start going back and forth, all she texts was Pizza Hut delivers. And I couldn't do nothing but laugh. And then I just text back, you know, Domino's Pizza delivers, and they deliver faster. So what am I saying? That's a euphemism. That means I was spitting evil or a low vibration, and she returned good for evil. That's what the word barak means, returning good for evil. So bad things are going to happen. People are going to sign up. They're going to say they're going to do something, and they're not going to do it. And there are good reasons because, you know, I don't know what happened. Somebody could have had a major event in their life or something could have happened. So, again, I can't be getting upset because I need to keep the keys to my pocket, the keys to my happiness in my own pocket. So number one is wealth is a feeling. So really these three steps can be boiled down into one step, feelings. Do you feel wealthy today? So if you don't feel wealthy today, you can't be wealthy tomorrow because you bring about what you feel. And your feelings comes from your thoughts. So therefore, if you notice these three steps that I'm talking about, they all have to do with how you think. It has to do with your thoughts. So your ability to understand these supernatural laws of wealth creation, how to create currency, how to create cash, you know, and then how to keep your currency going and flowing, how you have rivers of living water flowing. You are totally abundant. Then that means that you always return good for evil. Now, is it easy? No, but that should be your goal. Every day, regardless of how someone reacts to you, regardless of what's said about you, regardless of what other people may feel or anything, your number one goal is to understand that first Greek word that we said before, barak.
Beracha.
That's the secret to wealth creation. Proverbs 10:22. Everybody should write that scripture down. It's really short, really easy to memorize. Everybody should memorize that scripture. So anytime you're having a bad day, anytime you have a money problem, you should say this to yourself. The blessings of the Lord make it one rich or maketh rich. And he addeth no sorrow. So I know a lot of people that got money and they depressed. That means their money did not come from Baratha. That money came from the Baphomet. The Baphomet. They didn't read my book, The Seven Seals of Satan. And what they did is they sold for their money. And that's what happens to, let me put it this way. My boy that recently passed away, you know, how did he get his money? Now, no disrespect, but how did he get his money? I think it was something called rap, right? Now, that's part of the music industry. Now, I don't know if you heard of old boy that used to be a singer for Cisco. He's now a Christian singer, and he was talking about how come, I think I heard Kelly Rowland say it as well, the people that don't blow up in Hollywood, when they, you know, the ones that kiss and tell, because they went to a party and they weren't willing to do what, you know, Will Smith did. How did Will Smith become the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? How did, Jamie Foxx blow up? How did my boy Kevin Hart blow up? You think Kevin Hart is the funniest black man in America? You know, how did he blow up? How did, and notice there's always just one. How come there's not a bunch of black comedians out? Excuse me, I drink the water. I think outside the box. There's always just one major. Yeah, I remember my boy. I forgot his name, and I should know his name because he's one of my favorite comedians. But there's a lot of great comedians. So what am I saying? Yeah, y'all have a Quincy Jones. Anybody heard of Quincy Jones? Yeah, you know, y'all know, you know, the Black Boule. Anybody heard of the Black Boule? Oh, y'all haven't heard about that? Okay, another study for another time. All I'm simply saying, you can't get their money. You can't get money from the Jews who control the Jews, unless you go through those seven seals that I have in my book, The Seven Seals of Satan. Remember the last one, the last seal? Yeah. Oh, y'all didn't read the book? Oh, y'all just got the book and put it on the shelf? The last seal is sodomy. Remember, it's seven S's. What's the last S? Sodomy. What does sodomy do to the chakras? Well, what does sodomy do? Now, remember, I worked in a prison. I saw this every day. I saw how it reversed the spin. I saw men walk in, men, pride, dignity, head up, you know, shoulders back, chest out. And the next day, I saw a punk with makeup on, lipstick. How you turn them? I'm talking about hardcore thugs. How you turn them into girls? Okay, another study for another time. See, that's how you reverse the chakra spin. That's how you reverse the current. See, well, you're supposed to be creating currency. The blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and it added no sorrow. Now, we got to break down another word, though, before we give you step three. Step one, to have an unlimited currency. That's basically just energy. That's basically the ability to move. That's basically the ability to create. And you're going to create something because you have a gift that impresses you. Your gift impresses you so much it makes you feel. Now, nobody else see no worth and no value in you. Matter of fact, they try to treat you the way that most, you know, my family and friends treat me. Some even to this day. They still believe in God that I'm going to wake up and, you know, smell the coffee. And I'm just making money and just having a positive effect on people's lives. And they still waiting. So your gift ain't going to be a gift for everybody. So my total awareness, remember, is total awareness. So a lot of people, they got partial awareness. See, I got total awareness. Did y'all read the chart? Oh, you didn't read the chart? Oh, okay. I understand. So you might want to read the chart, boo-boo. Because guess what? That's a month when you was born. And the month that you was born, guess what's in there? That's your gift is in there. And so this is extremely, 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 extremely important. Wow, man, that's powerful, man. One of my good buddies, Jay Money, he texted me the Hebrew origin, Jasper, means jewel. Wow, that's crazy. That's right on point, though, because it goes with your name, because Jasper is one of the jewels. You know, we look at the jewels that was on the breastplate of righteousness of the people in the Old Testament. And again, remember the Old Testament breastplate, that's how they used to, it's exactly like the cell phone or just like a phone's numbers. Those nine numbers on your cell phone are exactly like the numbers or the stones on the breastplate of righteousness. And the priest in the Old Testament, that's how they communicated with the forefather, through those stones or through the placement of the stones on the breastplate. And so it's interesting that I know one of my clients, Jasper is actually one of those stones. It got onyx, you know, it got pearl, it got jasper, and all of these are different stones, and stones are amplifiers. And the word Christ, crucified, the word crucified means amplifier. So the stones are amulets. And so that's a good point, Jay Money, because a lot of the stuff, and it's interesting that I started calling you that. Like, I just made up that name. And again, this is just, I'm talking about one of my clients who had just texted me. Again, his name is Jasper. I call him Jay. I call him Jay Money. Because every time I see him, Facebook and posts and everything and stuff, he looks like money. And his life, I don't think his life path number, but one of his numbers in his chart is 8, an executive or money management or money magnet. And he's always had a money problem. And I used to always tell him and still tell him he don't got no money problem. He is money. But remember, he operates in the dark side. So the father will keep him in the dark side of his currency or of his gift until he masters his gift, until he turns his problem into, again, your most persistent problem is what? Your most profitable product. So that's his job. So his product really is to teach other people how to make money. So Jay Money, what month were you born in? And not trying to get off topic, brothers and sisters, but this is really important because this goes in line with what we're saying. So when we look at the month that he was born in, and I bet you any money, wow, that's crazy. So he was born in the month of November. Are you serious? Like, we couldn't even script this one. This was so good. So his name is Jasper. And his name means jewel. And Jasper is a stone, or it is a jewel. Is it not? Okay, right. And it's in the Bible. And it's one of the stones that's on the breastplate of righteousness. In the chart. Now, Jasper just texted me and told me he's born in November, which I didn't know. And you know what the word for November is based upon the chart that I sent everybody? His purpose? Success. Wow. There is no way in heaven, J Money, you should have a money problem. Now, I've told you this. I've been telling you this for what? Now, Jay Money is one of my older clients. We've been together for Jay Money about 2-3 years now. There's no way. Now, and he makes money. In fact, because he's an overall truck driver. I mean, Jay Money makes good money. He makes well over $100,000 a year. But he ain't got no money. But, yeah, after this series, he's going to start making a lot of money. Mark my words. Because his product is success. See, he's trying to chase success instead of be success. And remember, I don't really like the word success. We're going to replace the word success with the word, again, create. Because success means to succeed. Succeed means to suck seed. That's what he's been doing. Succeed means what? To suck, S-U-C-K, seed, S-E-E-D. That means take someone else's gift and leech off them. Not necessarily from leeching them. That means follow them. That means not standing on your own 2 feet. That means you're doing what I did for the first 50 years of my life, and that is I need a covering. I need a reverend, a doctor, a bishop. I need somebody to report to give me the pat on the shoulder and say, attaboy, attaboy, good boy, good boy. Treat me like I'm a little dog. You know, why? I needed a master. I need somebody to tell me what to do. I was just a trained monkey. I was just a hoop jumper. Not no more, though. And Jay Money, same with you, brother. It's time for you to branch out, and by using these three steps and these three keys, bro, time for you to do a spiritual dump. Everything that you've been taught, brother, you need to get rid of. You have to have a mental release. Totally. Now this is really serious, man. This I can't. Money is a feeling, period. We don't even need no three steps. Money is a feeling, and a feeling comes from a freaking thought. So I don't care what thought, good or bad. We're not talking about right and wrong. Y'all got to get out of this morality bullshitness. Y'all need to drop that. That's why you're poor. Because you got a feeling, because you did something that was wrong, and it makes you feel bad. And you walk around feeling bad, so you draw bad. Money don't respond to bad feelings. Money responds to love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Why? Against such things, there is no law. There is no wall. L-A-W is W-A-L. Remember, Wall Street, there's a wall that keeps you off the freaking street. You got to go past that wall, boo-boo. There is no wall. There is no pact between lions and men. Lions, we maul people. We don't make no freaking agreements. Your job is to be, to beam, and to bond, period. So wealth is the result of making sure that you understand those three supernatural spiritual laws. And number one is you got to drop everything that makes you feel bad. Now, you're going to say exactly what everybody says to me. Well, Brother Will, you don't understand, man. You don't know what I did. I don't care what you did. And see, the problem is most people got a God that y'all got that Christian God that don't forgive you. You got that Old Testament God that, you know, that if you do something, you're going to burn at the stake. You're going to fry. You're going to go to hell. You're going to do all that. Yeah, I don't got that God. I got a different one. So you might want to get you a new God, boo-boo. I'm just saying. Because the God you got make you feel bad. The God I don't got, he don't make me feel bad. Because the God I got, he's omnibenevolent. He only got one frequency. He's always, brother, all good gifts come down. There in him, there is no variance. There is no change. There is no shifting shadow. He's all good all the time. He's all good. That is inside your Bible in James 3. And so there's feelings. Because we have definitions. And everybody got expectations, and they project their expectations on you. See, right now you got an expectation. I don't know what it is, but you got an expectation because you came to this show with an expectation. So if I don't meet that expectation, you're going to feel. What are you going to feel? Bad. Why? Well, I thought Doc was going to drop some major knowledge today, and this is Saturday, and I waste a whole freaking hour of my time, and he didn't say shiznit. So therefore, I'm disappointed. This means to drop. Appointment. You had an appointment with the forefather. You just canceled your appointment. So disappointment means that you got an appointment with wealth and you didn't show up. So you might want to keep your appointment with wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationship. So people, places, and things come into your life to make you disappointment. It's called unrealistic expectations dependency. So you misplace your dependency. You're depending upon me to say something relevant when you should say something relevant. So misplaced dependency. And unrealistic expectation. Those are the two poverty. Every Negro in the hood, that's what they got. Go to the hood and do an interview. Or just go to the street, find homeless people. You know what they're going to tell you? Every homeless person, I remember, last job, the last official 9-to-5 job I had, what did I do? I took homeless veterans off the street. Remember, I told you guys about that story? Bought them an apartment for 6 months, paid everything. We bought food, microwave, everything. They had no bills for 6 months. And I took the 25 veterans that could not, the city of San Antonio had been trying to get them off the street for 20 years. Nobody could do it. I did it in about 2 weeks. And they was going to burn my, and I got fired. Because I thought they really wanted them off the street. They just wanted the credit to get the government funding. They really didn't want me to do my job. So when I did my job too well, they called me into the office and they said, how did you find them? Well, I got on my hands and knees. I crawled underground to these underground caves, sometimes through sewer. They said, yeah, but you went down there by yourself? Yeah, I went down there by myself. Those are veterans. Shit, I was a veteran. What are they going to do? Well, was you afraid about your safety? What about the needles? What about the drugs? It could have been a trap. And it was true. That was one way in and one way out. Some of them places, one time I crawled down into a hole. There was about 8 dudes down there and a lady. Now, if they wanted to jump me in the place, you couldn't even stand up. So that means we'd have to fight on our knees. But see, I got CPQ. That's called close combat training when I was in the Marines. So I know a little something about close quarters fighting. But, you know, that wasn't even my vibe. That's why I was able to, and I got them all off the street. And guess what? Within less than 30 days, they was all back homeless again. Why? Man, this is what set me free. Now, I've said this story many times. I should have learned it before then, but Dr. Span, you know, like me and Dr. Span, we're slow learners in the caring aspect. We're sixes. We like to save folks that don't want nor need to be saved. You know what they all told me? We want to be homeless. We did not ask for you to take us off the street. We just took your money, got us some food, and we're going back to the streets. They said they don't like the hassle. And one dude told me, said he don't like the government controlling his life. Oh, so let me get this right. So living in a house off the street is the government's controlling your life? Yeah. Now, that don't make sense to me, but that makes sense to them. So it's not my job. Ooh, man, I learned that lesson. So that's been, I hope you already learned yours, sis, because otherwise you're not going to be able to do number one. You can't do the mental release. You can't, because there's an emotional attachment. You are emotionally attached to all of the stuff that's draining your chi. And as long as you are emotionally attached to all of that bullshit that you're doing, you'll never have a dime, because somebody else is doing to you. Remember that energy vampire I was telling you about? Remember that suck seed? Somebody else is sucking your seed. That's why you can't suck seed. And I don't reckon nobody go around sucking nobody's seed. But for the people who don't have seed, look around. Somebody's sucking your seed. That's why you ain't got shizness to plant. That's why you're not prosperous. Now, again, I have mad respect for Dr. Span. But the reason I know, because me and Dr. Span, we've done a plethora of one-on-ones, and we talk all the time. And we will continue to talk. And Dr. Span will be successful. And then she will move on, and she's going to drop that success. And then she's going to pick up her currency and her gift. And her gift is going to make room for her, and it's going to take her before kings. We will stand on the stage. Watch. Remember, I said this. Me and Dr. Span will stand on stage one day and give our testimony about how we stopped sucking seed, and we got some cash, and we start buying, we got our jewels, J-O-U-L-E-S, and we produce some ATP and some ADP in our freaking body, because we activate the electricity and the magnetism, because we freaking control our sodium and our potassium, and we freaking are, because we got some alkaline thoughts, and we bring every thought into captivity to see if it is of God, so we're not no bottom dwellers anymore. Our thoughts are alkaline. And our diet and our food and behavior and everything is alkaline. And so that activates, and that causes us to oscillate and vibrate on a high level, so that way we become magnetic. And remember the whole series I did on how to magnetize the self? Once you become a magnet, you draw all men unto you. And you draw all men, means, and resources to you. How do I know? Because I personally did it. Now, check this out. So the word rich, now, what does that mean, though, according to the Bible?
62:38, Asher.
I like that word, because it's like a share. It's spelled A-S-H-A-R. It's like a share. If you add an E on that word, S-H-A-R, and if you were to add an E to it, it's a share. So the word rich means a share. That means your share. Now remember, when we talk about the word diakonia, it means your lot. It means your share. So the word rich and the word diakonia, or the word destiny, it means your lot or your share, your destiny, your allotment. Now, and the word allotment, that means that's your part that the Father gives you. So the word rich, it means your share. It means your part. It means your gift. And the word asher in the Greek, I'm sorry, the Greek, the Hebrew, it means to be. It means to become. Rich or wealthy, it means to enrich. It means pretend to be rich. Gain, it means to enrich oneself. So the word rich has to do with you taking your share, so that way it accumulates. It means to be. So to be means the accumulation chiefly by growth. It means to accumulate chiefly by growth. Let me say it again. It means to accumulate chiefly by growth. Now, that is, again, strong. The word asher, A-S-H-A-R, for the English word rich, strong concordance number, H as in Henry, 6238, asher. It means to accumulate chiefly, to cause to grow, to make one rich. It means to be, to become, to pretend to be. That's the whole, you know, fake it till you make it kind of thing. So rich, notice it doesn't really have to do with anything to do with paper. It doesn't have anything. Again, this is the word that establishes the keys to supernatural law. Are supernatural laws that govern all wealth creation. And the word rich comes from the Hebrew word A-S-A-R. So we've already did our mental release. That means that anything, I don't care what it is, it doesn't matter if it's moral. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. The only thing matter is, does it, is it the cause? Number one, release. Number two, present or gift. Number three comes from this Hebrew word, asher. It means to be. Now, notice the qualifications to be. This is key to wealth. Everybody have a problem being. Nobody got a problem doing. Everybody can do stuff, but very few people can be. Now, be is a mental disposition that is maintained in the brain. Be. This is what I do differently than every other person I talk to, every other guru, other than millionaires. I know millionaires, man, that like, oh, wow. Or I don't even know if I want to open up that can of worms. Let me just say this. Every rich person I met, they have a mental disposition that's different from poor people. And I just listen to them talk. Because a poor person, their mental disposition that they are being is different from the mental disposition that a rich person is being. That's what white privilege is. And that's what, again, the psychological effects of Willie Lynch is, or slavery. So the psychological effects of slavery, meaning that you are being, you have a mental disposition that is the result of what Willie Lynch wrote on the banks of Virginia Beach in 1712 or whatever it was. So you get that's your mental disposition. Now, again, number three is very, it's so important because you got to have a mental release of what you have in number three. Number one, you got to have a mental release. Number two, you got to know your gift. You got to have a gift. That's called purpose. That's what I teach. That's why I went into purpose, because I knew that very few people could. Everybody tell you that you needed a purpose, but I couldn't find nobody on the freaking planet that could look me in my eye and tell me exactly what my purpose is. Now, I just told you, I just sent you a chart that told you exactly what your purpose is. Now, there's nobody else that I know that can do that. And I can give you a 700-page, now 800 pages, now that I add that new chapter and more information to the Dear Canoe Report. I don't know nobody else that give you an 800-page map. That's your Bible, your personal Bible. I don't know nobody else. I know people that do, you know, like the book that I read by Barbara Shear. Great book. Personality Plus. Awesome book. I recommend that book. Personality Plus. It talks about the four major personalities. That's great. But I'm not talking about personality. Because those personalities are patterns. Now, again, great book. There's Natal Charts. There's a lot of great stuff out there. But I've never seen nobody that has been able to collaborate and combine cosmology, biology, and theology of you. The cosmology of you, the biology of you, using your blood and your place of birth, and the theology of you based upon the names and the letters that we talked about. One letter, your first letter of your name, I can tell everything about you. Just with one letter. I don't know nobody else is doing that. Why? That's my gift. Jay Money, your gift is success, bro. You don't see, you are doing success. You got to stop doing success, bro. You got to start being success. You got to start teaching success. All these young Negroes walk around with the hood with their pants off their butt. Those are all your clients. You should teach the Negroes freaking how to do what you do. How to dress, how to look like a man. I got to look twice to see if that a dude or is that a girl. The youngsters are lost because there's nobody teaching true success. How to be masculine. Or if you're a woman, how to be feminine. If you're a woman, you should be proud to be a woman. That's true currency. The third thing is asher. That means be. That means be enriched. That means be accumulation. That means be the cause of growth. That means be self. That means be rich. And it has a reference in this for 62:40, 1 Kings 22, And it has the same word, Ashad, and it comes up and it means teen, T-E-E-N. It means in combination with numbers. Now, when I read that before, I really didn't get it. And then I read down at the bottom, I went to the Hebrew Chaldean lexicon. And in the Hebrew Chaldean lexicon, you know that word means A, it doesn't have the H, it's just Ashar, A-S-A, Ashar, not Asher. So Ashar, A-S-A-R, that's the next Hebrew word underneath this word. Now, remember, there's always seven words. We only done like one or two. We didn't go seven layers deep. That, you know what that word means? It means a teen, kind of like the word between is T-E-N. We'll get the word like teen. It means etymologist that mostly agree. Etymologists that agree. And I'm an etymologist. It's the ability to combine. It's the combination of numbers. That means combining numbers. Now, what I do is I take your letters of your name, I convert them into numbers, and I combine those numbers. That is the underlining word for the English word rich. Combining numbers as an etymologist. This is inside your Bible. That's the key to wealth. And that's what I've been doing all my life. And I just stumbled upon this stuff. Or did I? Now, underneath that word, A-S-A-R.
6235. S-A-R. S-A-R. Second entry. S-A-R. S-A-R. Third entry. Asereth. Asereth.
So those next three words, I'm not going to even try to repronounce them. They are wild. Third, these next three words, the first one is E-H-S-E-R. It's a Hebrew word. It means with other numbers. It means with other numbers. And then the next word that is said after the E-H-S-E-R, and I can't even remember the pronunciation or the spelling, but I know it was very similar to that. It has to do with the tithe or tenth. It says, take the tenth part of as like a tithe. To take a tenth part or a tithe. It means down at the very, very bottom, when I look it up in the Hebrew Chaldean Bible, it means to D-E-C-I-M-A-T, like decimate. It means to take the tenth part of produce as in tithe. To give the tenth part. And then it lists some scriptures for reference. It means to accumulate a certain amount and then to take or to give a tenth part. It means to give or take the tenth part, as in like a tithe. All of this has to do with counting, has to do with numbers, and it has to do when you get to a certain period of accumulation of wealth. And that's where, again, a lot of the teachings, especially from Deuteronomy, and it has some verse, 1 Samuel, let me see, Deuteronomy 14, 22, Deuteronomy 26. Again, what is this saying? We're talking about supernatural wealth. Now, remember, outside and inside. Outside, that's the tenth. That means that you're reinvesting, if you want to use the word reinvesting, you're giving, you're providing, you are enriching, you're making something or someone enriching by giving the tenth. Let's say you make $9 and then the tenth dollar, you know, you invest it or you save it or you tithe it or you give it. That's where a lot of the tithing that the church preaches come from. But I've never heard a pastor, they always use the scripture in Malachi. I've never heard a pastor use Proverbs 10:22. Never. Why? That was the seventh layer. Most people only read the first or second definition. They're not etymologists. They don't go down seven layers deep to find how these numbers, when you add them all up, and that number 10, it means with 10, it means to accumulate, to extend the digits through addition. It means by adding up all of these numbers together, and then you get this. Again, this is how you get rich. By doing what? Adding up numbers. Now, what is paper? When you add up paper, when joules, it's the same thing. Joules are converted over to watts, or they're converted over to energy. But again, you got to add them up. So all of this says the same thing. But again, this is just a deeper understanding of a basic. You don't got to go this deep. All you got to do is understand that when you add up the letters in your name and you convert them over to numbers, it gives you one number that for me is the number 6. And then my number 6 comes from number 3-3. So 3-3 is there's two numbers that are the same. Those are called master numbers. So you don't have to convert those. And so that's all this is saying. This is all this is telling you that biblically, again, this gives you current. So when I read all of this stuff, it makes me so confident it allows me to be. Number 3 is ASHARB. That means that I maintain a mental disposition, and my mental disposition cannot be shaken. That means that my emotional management, my emotional state is always high. So even when I go down, my emotional state automatically comes back up because my brain automatically reminds me of who I'm supposed to be. And he said, "Are you Master Teacher 33? You're Dr. Will Rogers. You have the life management system. You're the author of 50 books. You got 200-plus audio, 7-hour audio series. You create every day. You can create in your freaking sleep. You don't have a money problem. You have a creation problem." So every time the enemy comes up and tell me, "Oh, dog, what you going to do, man? You're a little short on this, you're a little short on that. Or that product ain't moving, or that product, okay, same product, I just got to refashion it, reshape it. I got to say the same thing in a different way." Why? I need to just share features and benefits. So I already know I don't need no more clever marketing. I don't need to change my graphics. People come to me all the time and say, "Hey man, you need to update your website." Now that is true, and I want to, but I'm too busy making money right now to update my website. I'm gonna get around to it, and I'm doing this. They see my videos on YouTube. "Are you still using your cell phone? Why don't you go out and buy your camera? You can afford to buy a camera." Yeah, I can buy a camera, but if I buy a camera, I gotta learn how to use that camera. I am not a videographer. Now, if I looked up in November and for my purpose it said videography, I would go out and be investing in video cameras and sound, and I would learn all that stuff and do all that stuff. That's my niche. See, the enemy is smart. The enemy wants you to forget your purpose and again, settle for a niche. So there's a lot of people who were supposed to be teaching something, and instead of teaching something, they're doing something else. That's why they're not really successful. Because remember, we're talking about how to create cash and currency, and then how to keep your cash and to keep your currency. And what you got to do is you can't come down off the mountaintop. That simply means that you cannot leave number 2. You got to use your present currency, that's your gift, to make room for new currency. That's new gift. Because what that mean, though? Well, for me, total awareness. So I had total awareness and wealth because I started off what? Personal training. So I used my current gift, personal training. And I was, what was I talking about? Nutrition. Yeah, I mean, when I started 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I was running around my shirt off at the park, and I was doing fitness stuff. And I was a fitness manager, and I was at the gym, and I was doing personal training, group fitness. And I was talking about, theocentric nutrition, total awareness and fitness. But then by using fitness, that made room for esoteric knowledge. So you got to bloom where you plant it. So you don't go anywhere. Be. So the key is to use your spiritual, use these spiritual laws that's found in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. The blessings, that means God, the blessings, what is the blessings? God already blessed you. So people are still praying for God to bless them. Y'all can stop praying. He already blessed you. What did he bless you with? A gift. What is your gift? Okay, what month were you born? Okay, what's the day? What's the month? What's the day and what the year? You add it up straight across, like it said, to add it all the way up. When you add the numbers, when you combine the numbers, you get one single, and keep reducing until you get a single digit number. That's your path. You're not a psychopath. You're not a sociopath. You should not be on a pathogen. You have a life path. Because Yahushua came that you may have psychology, and he can that you may have sociology, and he can that you may have pathology, and he can that you may have lifeology. You are a lifeologist. We all are. That's why I have the life management center. Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly. So the blessings, that's the life of the Lord, it maketh one a share. It means it gives you your share. So your currency is based upon your gift. So your gift will make currency for you. Your gift will make room for you, and it will elevate you and take you before kings. And it will add no sorrow. That means that when you are oscillating and vibrating in your space, you have created something that is of mutual benefit. It's a win-win situation. So if my product or services, if I come out and I tell somebody, well, God, you know, my gift is, you know, I'm you know, like the in Jewish Talmud, you know, I have the right to fondle little boys, you know, at the age of 13. Okay, is that mutually beneficial? I don't think the little boy is at 13 and you freaking 60. I don't think the little boy who's 13 is going to get no freaking mutual benefit. It's not mutually beneficial. So you can't tell me. That's people who are telling me, well, you know, I believe God called me to the pole. Okay, is that mutually beneficial to everybody? Answer, no. Now, I didn't say that you can't do it. But just make sure that you understand that might be what the forefathers told you to do. That might be what the little G is telling you to do. So, brothers and sisters, in conclusion, these are the three keys or the three steps to activate supernatural, spiritual. These are the three spiritual laws of wealth found in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. The blessings of the Lord maketh one rich, and he addeth no sorrow. That just simply means that there is something that doesn't make you feel rich right now. That means you got a blessing, you don't feel like you got one. Number one, get rid of those feelings. You got to get rid of whatever. You got to mentally dump. You have a mental release, a spiritual release, whatever word you want to do. You got to get rid of any feeling, anything that doesn't allow you to feel. Number two, you got to use your present gift so that way it can expose a deeper gift. So you start right where you are. You don't try to go back to school. You don't go learn a new trade, a new skill, or no nothing. All you do is you read the chart. You read the month that you was born. Mine means total awareness. We just read Brother Jasper. It means growth. They have the word succeed, but we're not interested in sucking nobody's seed. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring abundance. We're going to accumulate some shizness. And then, so the best way to do it, the best way to learn something is to teach something. So if J Money, if I was you, brother, I would start off, you know, I would start teaching people how to accumulate, how to grow, how to expand consciousness, how to create currency. Doing classes is just like the one I'm doing today. Why? That's your gift. You don't have to go and learn it, brother. You are it. And that's number two. Number two is you use what God gave you. You use what God gave you. Use what God gave you. And when you use what, and then number three, that's when you now get clarity of what God gave you. When you use the little, remember, God said if you can trust you with the little, he know he can trust you with much. So right now, God gave you number two, a little bit of something, and he's watching. If you take that one talent and you bury it, and then you just sit, and when he comes back, you dig it up and say, here you go, Father. I knew you was a hard taskmaster, so I didn't want to lose your money. He's going to take it and he's going to give it to somebody else. But if you can make it grow, that's why he cursed the fig tree because it didn't have no growth. So number three is you should have a mental disposition of growth. You cannot tell me, man, you can go to the same church for 30 years and sit on the same pew and you don't do nothing. And you don't have no spiritual growth. That's not biblical. So brothers and sisters, these are the three keys that I've used that have assisted me with my spiritual growth. It would have assisted me with my financial growth, would have assisted me with my intellectual growth, assist me with my health growth, and assist me with my relationship growth and wisdom growth in all four major areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. And if you do these three keys of just getting rid of anything that doesn't make you feel wealthy, mental dump, bloom where you plant it, use your current gift, find your gift because you got one. And if you have any problem, find that IA. Email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com. That's my specialty. And then number three, be what you found in number two. If you do those three things, so when I say be, I'm talking about you own it, boo-boo. I'm talking about you roar. I mean, you walk into a room and you freaking shut it down. Nobody should outshine, J Money, nobody should outshine you in the area of money. Nobody. Because you are it. Nobody should outshine me. Now, they may be just as bright. There ain't no Negro on the planet that can outshine me in the area of awareness. None. Because that is my gift given to me by my father. and I take my calling seriously. So I study to show myself approved unto God and not man. That's why I get up early and I stay up late, because I'm going to master my space. Make sure, brothers, make sure, sisters, that you are the master of your space. Make sure you have dominion, because your Father gave you dominion, not over another man, but over your purpose. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. I'm proud of you. I'm glad that you have chosen to embark upon this fantastic journey that we are embarking upon together. And I know that greater is He that is in you and me than he that is in the world. Father, touch the minds and hearts of your people and everybody that tuned in to today's show. Brothers and sisters, God bless you as always. Here's a name written on the star that no man can pronounce. May the S-U-N, S-O-N, may the Ruach, the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my anointed brothers, as always, my beautiful sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the me mug, because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one to hit them with this truth, it's sweeping under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
For yourself.